now officially recording in our licensed.
Yay.
We're awesome.
We are awesome.
Hooray for spending money to make money. Right, so first topic that we want to, well, let's just say that this is a test. This is just a test. What was the original question about high school? Yeah, do you think being part of a big high school or a larger high school, do you need that to have a
To have
normal
a
high
to have
school
like
experience? You think so?
No, I do not think so because like I go to a pretty I want to say like I guess medium school, which is under 500 kids. We're in the 400 range. I'd say that like I enjoy going to a medium sized school. There's not too many people. It's like it's to the point where like I know a lot of the faces, and it's big enough to where if I don't like somebody, I could stay away from them. Like,
Yeah, so what if you, like, let's say you go to Street Academy and it's like 100 kids in a good day. Because, because if we're lucky, we have 80 kids in school. I was a tech where if I didn't like somebody, I would not see them if I did not want to. In Street Academy, you basically have the same homeroom, you have the same classes. Mean, it's just like you can't get away from that person. But then you have to be mature about it, obviously. But what if you don't like in that big school? You don't have to go through that. You know, a big school, you don't have to see that person. You can just be like, oh, whatever, I don't want to see him. And then the other thing is parties, like prom, dances, stuff like that. These are things that Street Academy lacks so bad. It lacks so bad, dude. It is so bad. Like, honestly, like our prom was terrible. It was terrible. Cassandra will say otherwise. She'd be like, oh, it was amazing. But that's because she won prom king and queen. And you know what's not fair at all?
What?
Is that we had like four different, like, okay, it's fair because or else it would have been like me, Cassandra, and like six other people.
For
But,
what?
and for the prom.
Oh.
But for the most part, it was such a small party. It wasn't even a party. It was like a get to, it was a gathering, dude. I swear, it was so
It
small.
was like 10 of you.
It was like, no, honestly, okay, let me count off the people. It was me, Sandra, Ruben, Melvin, Makiana.
That's sad.
Hold on,
That's
hold
so
on, hold on.
sad.
Imani, Star, and okay, there was eight of us at our school, from our school, eight of us. In total, I want to say it was around 30 people at prom. Dude,
That's so sad.
tech prom, 300 people. It was a big party. You know, there was people dancing. It was actually people dancing. There wasn't, but I'm just typing an essay, that's why. But there was from what I heard, tech prom was crazy. Like, it was no comparison. Like, and the thing was, since Cassandra and Ruben won prom king and queen, this is what they ended up doing. They said, we're naming prom king and queen for each school. There was only five schools there, and there was only like three couples. So by default, they were gonna win. By default, they were just going to win. There was no competition. And
You better not let her watch this episode or she's gonna be
I
angry.
mean, it's true. Like, there was nobody else there. And even if there was, they would have won. They're the most well-known couple at the school. I mean, who's not gonna vote for them? But it's like they were gonna win regardless. So it was like whatever. It was basically not even worth. Okay, for me, I enjoyed it because I get to hang out with my friends. That's all I wanted. But it would have been nice if I would have had a lot more friends there. It wasn't up to prom standards. But
Don't
that's.
even want, yeah, I just, my school, it's like, I don't, like, I have not gone to a dance since freshman year. And it's like, all sophomore year, I skipped every dance. I was like, I'm not gonna go through that bullshit again.
Why? What happened?
Because like, in the first freshman year dances, you know how, because everybody's awkward in the beginning, and you know, like, there was some bad DJs, and that's yeah, and you know how high school's girls are.
Awesome.
No, especially not at my school. It's like, well, I don't know. There was a lot of drama for no goddamn reason.
Really?
Yeah, it was just like, though, I remember one was like, someone danced with a guy that someone else liked, and someone, it was bad. I'm just like, ah. I'm just like, what does it matter? They're not dating, you just like them.
Well, that matters. That really does matter, though.
No, but the dancing was just, like, step side to side. They weren't like touching each other or anything.
Was the
No, it was basically like they were next to each other, just looking at each other, and stepping side to side and like talking while they were dancing.
So it wasn't like a cha-cha slide type of thing?
No, don't get me wrong, they did the cha-cha slide at the
Oh
end, but
my
still.
God, did they really?
Yeah, dude. Dude,
Sad.
it's sad. Like, every time, like every song that they played, and like I have morals. Like, there's songs I would just not listen or dance to. One of them is Soulja Boy.
He had his time. He had his little moment in like 2009.
It's like every time I hear that and I see like people dance to it, I look at them and say, "You have no morals. What is wrong with you?"
I mean that's your opinion.
It's my opinion, but it's just like all like a lot of the songs they played was for the majority group, the white people.
Oh, so like if they wanted to be black, but they just can't.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude, oh my God, like, at my school we had a, this is completely off topic, but at my school we had a rally last week on Friday.
Was it a
It was the
lynching
worst
rally?
thing. Like, all our rallies are shit horrible.
It's 'cause they're white, okay? White people don't know how to party.
Fucking each grade had their own dance, little dance thing we had to do.
Oh my
Ours was the
God.
nay-nay. The white people could not nay-nay. I sat down. I didn't even get up to do it with them. I was like, nah, fuck you guys. You guys are trash. I'm just gonna sit down. I hate our dances, and I hate our rallies, and I hate almost all the white people. Almost.
Well, I mean, to us, you're considered white.
It's just because I'm really light skinned and don't know a lot of Spanish.
Light skinned.
That's what I
You
said.
said skinned.
No, sorry if I did, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Well, we recorded, so we can now hear that you said light skinned.
Sorry.
No, see, I don't know. My only problem is that, don't get me wrong, Shooting Academy was a really good school in it, and I owe them for getting me to graduate. But still, it's just, I know that if I wouldn't have messed up, I wouldn't have never left Shooting Academy. I mean, I would have never left Tech, and I would have graduated when I needed to. But Shooting Academy was just, I don't know. I don't know. I guess you just learn from those mistakes, but I would have preferred staying at Tech than going to Shit Academy.
I'm glad you fucked up though, because then I got to meet you, buddy.
I mean, it had its advantages, but I would have honestly. I don't know. I don't know what it would have been like if I would have stayed.
Am I not worth it, Eli? Am I not worth it?
It may not be, but. That's the thing,
Damn,
you'll
that hurts.
never know.
That hurts.
No, I mean, If I could do it over again, I don't know. I can honestly tell you that, and you already know the only reason why I would do it over again.
Yeah, I know.
That would be the only reason. But other than that, I wouldn't go back.
It's the butterfly effect.
If it would have guaranteed me a shot, I would have stayed. But if not, I wouldn't have done it. I'm doing my essay, Mom.
We'll edit that out.
What happened? No, yeah, obviously we are, but you wanna say hi? It's Gabe. Gabe? It's Renee's son, the one that stayed over without your permission.
Hey, that was your fault.
My stepdad's
What?
getting me in trouble right
Why?
now. He's the one that's gonna come over on Sunday. My mom's like, I don't want anybody over on Sunday.
Damn. Am I not allowed on Sunday now?
How was school, Mom? She's just staring at me with these eyes, like I'm gonna kill you for no reason, eyes. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, that's a question that comes up a lot of times when in questions when you're in class at Straight Academy is like, would have stayed at your old school if you had the chance to? And majority of the time people said yes. I said no, but obviously I was lying. I would have really gone back.
I would have been happy to go to St. Louis. Like, I really would have.
See, this is things that we don't see, but hold on, Gabe. Mom, you know where the cable is for the printer? I need to print this out for Wednesday. Hold on. Paul, do you know where the cable is for that? It's like a purple cable for the back part. It has like a to connect the printer to the computer. It didn't have a cable. So it's probably still there, right? In one of these things. All right. Well, anyways. So you're saying no. You're saying that you don't think that.
Don't think what?
You don't think that you need a big school to have a normal high school experience?
No, I don't. It just your definition of normal.
Well, because my definition of normal is like going to pep rallies, going to homecoming football games, having normal proms, I guess, having normal like high school parties. These are things that you don't really see. And the other thing is that I think people are just naturally, they just naturally go into groups. The jocks hang out with the jocks, the nerds hang out with the nerds, the popular kids hang out with the popular kids, stuff like that. Does that happen a lot in your school?
For me, we just got the white people and the colored people.
You guys have colored people in your school?
Well, when I say colored, I mean Mexican, Asian, black. Like, it's like the black will go hang out more with the black, or if they're sport guys, they'll hang out with the other. They'll hang out with the white sport guys. Then the Asians usually stick to themselves.
Do they
And
hub
there's like a group of us, Asian and Mexicans.
like? You guys are all huddled up together doing math problems.
No.
No.
No, the only smart people are really just the Asians and white people.
Well, I mean,
Well, not, oh, I should say white girls, more of the white girls than the guys.
why the dude's stupid there?
No, there are quite a few smart guys, but the girls are just like they hold it to like a whole nother level.
Oh.
It's like the level of if I get a B, I failed the class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's that bad.
Yeah, like for them.
See, and that's the thing. Marquise is online.
Oh, he is.
Let's see. Should we add him? Let's see if
I think
he's
we
listening.
should.
Let's see if he answers. His profile picture.
It looks like a cartoon pic of not Jamie Lannister, the other Lannister, the dwarf.
Okay, I can't hear Marquis. What's he saying?
Marquise, are you talking? Speak up.
What's it talking to you?
Oh, look at that. He is
Hello.
talking.
Okay,
We're playing CSGO.
oh, we're recording. You want to talk? Or you get it? Jeez.
Wait.
Oh, Adrian Peterson is hurt. Damn it.
Haha.
Made your life.
Well, it can't be me. I'm in the living room typing an essay, so it literally cannot be me.
Thank you. Purple, the guy at the area over there. Pepperoni.
Speak into the mic, Marquise.
I ran out of ammo. I'm not talking to you guys, man. I'm trying to finish this match first.
You playing League?
No,
No,
he's
I'm playing
playing C.
CSGO.
Yeah. Counter Strike.
Good, 'cause I don't know what that is. Anyways, what was I gonna say? Ah, damn it! What the hell was I gonna say?
Okay, my case, how much longer so we can.
Oh,
Not sure, we just need one more round.
Okay,
I
we'll
don't know how
wait,
long it
wait.
takes.
The rounds are pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah, but we
They're
need this
like
guy to clutch the 2v1.
a minute and a half at the most.
Oh,
Didn't
okay.
go down yet.
Well, it seems like my profile picture is a hit.
It's no, it's not.
No Kylie Jenner challenge needed.
Good try, good try.
Who, me?
All right. Someone buy me the M4 without the silencer, if you have it.
Who are you talking to?
Some of his nerd friends.
How?
I don't know.
Ripperoni boys. Oh, they flash long.
Ding, ding. I don't know. That's the bell of you two arguing. Night, Mom.
Wrecked, mate.
Gonna play some League.
Yes. Marquis, hurry up.
Where is it? Okay.
Marquis, now you see why, what's your name said, go back to Nativia or what it, what does she call it? What did Sarah Palin call a native people land? Natavia or something like that? That's okay. Is that you, Gabe?
Was that me? What?
Typing?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what's funny is that I've never done this on PC, so every time you talk, the outside of your box turns blue, and every time Marquise talks, the outside of his box goes blue too. I'm like, ha, oh, this is technology. All right, let's see.
Where's the settings?
One more round, boys.
Okay, I'm gonna play some League
No,
actually.
you're
Oh,
not.
got him.
Oh,
Through that last thing. Don't push up, purple. Don't push up. Let's just play for the sights so we can win this. There's a guy in the tunnel. He's indoors. He's indoors.
gonna grab my mouse.
I saw him peek out a little.
Langston Hughes. Where is he from? He's from Missouri. Is he from New York?
Close the door when we come back in.
I guess from New York. Oh, Langston Hughes was a colored fellow.
He's in mid. I'm moving back to the site.
Okay, that's...
Watch doors.
That's extremely distracting.
Oh!
That's shuffling. Whoever's shuffling.
That was me. I was, like, moving on my bed.
Damn. That was hella loud.
Sorry, my mic is, like, really powerful.
Is it, like, hella sensitive?
I guess. It's Skull Candy.
Oh. Okay.
Marquis, are you using your Skull Candy?
Hold on.
This is why Sarah Palin wants you out of the country, Marquis.
Damn.
Rip.
Oh, go Teddy Bridgewater.
The flash wave.
Assume that.
Oh my god. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Good free fire.
Oh, I forgot to grab something. Hold up.
Wait it out.
Marquis, how longer? How long are you going to take?
Hold on.
All right, buddy.
Just wait out for the time.
Well, I don't know how long that is.
Yeah, they're long.
Oh, holy crap, Gabe. Are you, like, wrestling something? What the hell are you doing?
Hmm?
Huh. The 49er cheerleaders are wearing latex.
Jump off and go after him. Not you, yellow, whatever. Okay. Job.
Marquis, hurry up.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
We're 2 seconds.
We've been literally recording this whole time.
Good game, boys. Easy.
Still have 80 ping. That's not good.
Rebel scum. Hey, you remember that wallet? Oh, you weren't there, huh, Gabe?
No, I wasn't.
When I got my wallet. Marquis, remember the wallet that, what's his name gave me? Who left? Is that Marquis?
Wasn't me.
Hold on, we're trying to get the call back. Well, I guess Marquis has a really low connection. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, so it's not me then. It must be Marquis. Okay, hold on. I'm going to drop him. And I'm going to call him again. Oh, seems like Marquis isn't. Marquis? Are thou there, buddy? Hero, Marquis. Okay, you can hear me, right? You can hear me, right, good? Okay. All right, so, okay, he's offline. Okay. So we'll just drop him from... Just going to remove him from the group and wait for him to... Can you, like, text him and tell him to get on?
Hold on, it's probably his internet. Like, while we were playing earlier, he kept, like, lagging out of the game and of the chat. So he texted me saying he lagged out to give him a minute.
Alright, well, as long as he gets that, I'm gonna... Well, we're still recording. We've been recording for, like, 24 minutes now.
That's okay. We can record for longer.
Well, this is totally not part of the show, but...
Yeah, this is all cut out.
Yeah, this is just a test run.
So we're not even gonna put this out.
No, we're not. Like, we're gonna put this out? No.
I thought you would, like, edit this out.
I can, but it's just, like, we're gonna have to guarantee, like, no mistakes. So what I can do is I can end this when Marquis is ready. And... Okay, I am blocking you.
Me?
No, not you. No, I'm muzzle blocking you. I don't know who you are.
Who are you blocking?
All these like bots that tried to get me to get your credit card information. Okay, well, this is what I can do.
You can just end the recording and then start it up again when Marquise comes.
Marquise. Dude. Like,
what?
No, no, dude. Hold on. I'm going to call you. See what he says. Lou Akbar. Okay. Well, it's safe to say that he's okay with it. So I'm going to call you back when I'm done. I'm going to call you first. I'm going to call Marquise. All right.
Okay.
All right.